So I want to kind of dedicate this call, first of all, to my wonderful, sweet wife, Malin, because on the picture I sent out to all you guys this morning, I sent out has 8 steps on that picture, and she's a perfect example to me of climbing those steps on a daily basis, even with her bad knees and all, and occasional doubts. She just keeps climbing and climbing and climbing until she finally gets to the top. So you'll notice in the text that I sent out that there are 8 steps, right? The first one is, I won't do it. Number two is, I can't do it. Number three is, I want to do it. Number four is, how do I do it? Number five is, okay, I'll try to do it. Number six is, I can do it. Number seven is, I will do it. And number eight, yes, I did it. So, if you had to look at that list and look at yourself, I'm going to ask you, where do you think you would rank yourself on these 8 steps? Where on the climb are you? And, as you look at it, and you can take a moment and look at those steps, but where on this climb are you? And it can't be number one, I won't do it, because clearly all of you guys are on this call. So it can't be, I won't do it because you're on the call. Number two is, I can do it. And again, you're on this call to learn how to do it. Number three is a good one. A lot of people fall into that. Hey, I just really want to do it. Number four is logical. How do I do it? How do I go about doing it? And again, that's why you're on these morning calls, right? I mean, there are five, these are basically trainings on how to do it, right? And number five is I'll try to do it. Number six is I can do it, to give you some self-confidence. Because those of us on the calls that are doing the trainings, most of us have been there before any of the new guys that are on the calls trying to learn. Obviously, the goal of these morning trainings is to give you that self-confidence. And that's what this call this morning is really about, self-confidence. And sometimes it is very hard, and sometimes it's difficult to climb those stairs. That's why they call it climbing, guys. I always say that's why the promised land always seems to lie on the other side of the wilderness, right? You have to go through some work before you get the reward. And you must appreciate the struggle that you're going through to appreciate the success when it comes. And when it comes, and it will come when it comes, it is so great. Self-confidence is called self, as in for yourself, for a reason. Even yesterday, on this training call, if you remember, one of our superstars, Pam, referenced in a story of hers that on a scale of 1 to 10, this is a scale I put out there that, hey, 1, 10 being good or great, and 1 being like on the low end. On a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being best, that Pam considered herself above a 5, which obviously on a scale of 1 to 10 would be average. She considered herself a 7-ish. And that she, however, wanted to talk to a person that she considered a 15. And that made her very nervous. First of all, there is no way Pam's a 7, right? That's the first thing I think Andy's thinking. Pam's a 7, right? It's funny in the way we judge ourselves. Therefore, if we consider Pam's friend, if we take her at her word that Pam's friend was a 15, then all of us on the call must consider Pam at least a 16, because we know she can go up against anybody as far as confidence in talking to people. But if you listen to her on the call, she said she was a little bit nervous. And so it's hard for us to look at ourselves in the mirror and evaluate that way sometimes. Do you remember the first two things that Pam said about her number 15 friend? I don't know if you remember this or not, but I do. She said, number one, that her friend was so beautiful and gorgeous. Okay? So she was impressed by this person from that standpoint. Number two, she said she's kind of outgoing and confident and just kind of fun-loving type of person. And I was thinking to myself, who doesn't look at Pam in that exact same way. If you met Pam for the very first time and you talked to her, you'd think, oh, you know, Pam's beautiful and she's confident and she's outgoing. You'd feel like she was a 15 by Pam's standards. That's the way I look at it. Self-confidence in yourself, guys, is an interesting thing. In reality, some people are just truly blessed naturally to be a people person, and therefore they're naturally self-confident. You really have to be if you're going to be a successful hairstylist, for example, and an owner like Pam is. You really have to be a people-loving person if you're going to be successful in network marketing too, because people can feel that when you talk to them. We've all gotten our haircuts at a barber or gone to a hair salon, but who goes back to that person if they feel a little uncomfortable talking to them with the person that's cutting their hair, right? You have to be able to talk to people, guys, in this business. You just got to be able to talk to people. And in that particular profession, you know, in a hair salon, that's why Pam is successful, because people will come back because they feel comfortable around her. And truthfully, that's why she's successful in both her professions of being a stylist and also, you know, being a network marketer. But you all know Pam. Can she talk to people or what, right? Right? Liz is a total people person as well. And by coincidence, she's also a salon owner, and she also has talked to people. She's in the exact same situation. So guess what? They're both successful as a result of having that skill set. Who else on the planet doesn't think that Cindy is a people person? To quote Ben Stein in the movie Ferris Bueller's Day Off, you remember that scene in the classroom? Anyone? Anyone? Is there anyone who doesn't think Cindy can talk to anybody? You know, in networking, we always talk about, hey, there's this unspoken 3-foot rule where you can calmly reach out and talk to somebody who comes within 3 feet of yourself, you know, and that's a good thing to do. Heck, if you're within 10 miles of Cindy, watch out. Terry Staton is another good example. The guy has a story for everything, you know. I think Terry Staton, Hall of Fame story. Second mouse gets the cheese. If you come 10 minutes early, you're actually late. Come on. And there are many others on the call who are not afraid to talk to people. Tanya volunteered yesterday. She goes, I don't have any problem talking to people. If you are not blessed that way, like these people, don't worry. Because you can learn anything. You can learn to be so, but it takes practice. Every one of us, however, different. We all have different skill sets, or we can learn how to develop one, which is what these training calls are about every single morning. The discipline to get on the call, the discipline to hear something you may have heard before, but so that you get better at it. And I've seen amazing results on these trainings, not just from new people getting on the calls, but even the people that do the trainings, they get better and better and better at it. And I love that. The moral here is that the more you do it, the more comfortable you will become at it. That's just the way it is, guys, and that's the idea. Do y'all remember why Pam called her number 15 person? Do you remember what she said about why she called that number 15 person? She said she called that person because she committed to herself that she wanted to talk to one new person a day, and she didn't want to break that commitment, right? But I sense, listening to Pam, that when the day came that she had to do a follow-up, you know, to call the person that she wanted to call, that she was getting pretty nervous about calling her, right? And that's another thing you learn on these calls, by the way, how to do a follow-up and how to talk to people. But guess what? She did it, and therefore she completed step number 7, which is, I will do it. And ultimately, number 8, yes, I did it. And as many of you know, we have 3 daughters. some of you have met them at fly-ins. Now, I'm going to just talk to you from a dad perspective, so keep in mind it's pretty biased as a dad speaking now. But I look at each of our daughters, and in their own way, each one is strong, each one is confident, and each one is beautiful. And let me tell you, the one common denominator they all have is, man, they laugh. And last week when I had for my birthday our traditional basically daughter movie night where they come over for my birthday and they watch a movie, you get all three of them in the room and the laughing is just nonstop. And what a fun night as a direct result of that. And so they're each amazing in their own way. If Pam was one of my daughters and came to me with an issue where she said, hey, Dad, I just can't do it. I don't know how. As a good dad, how should or how would I respond to somebody that I care about in trying to help them? My text also has, on the other side of those steps, has a photo which says, all that matters is that you're still trying. All that matters is that you're still trying to climb those steps. That's why when I look at Malin every single day, it's like there's something new every single day. And she just keeps climbing and climbing and climbing. Each of you guys are incredible in your own way. You know, really, each of us are heavenly blessed and can't even begin to count our blessings. And Malin and I have learned to love and appreciate each of you guys also individually. So don't give up. Keep climbing, and you will reach the promised land. We want to thank you all for being a part of our small, limitless family, and we're close. Thank you for being on these morning calls. Thank you for being like our daughters, that when we get them all together, we can laugh and be excited to be around each other. The challenge for this lesson is simple. Tomorrow, I want you to tell me something that you did in your daily life to make yourself feel more confident. I love this morning Cindy sharing that Kim went out and sold 3 packs yesterday. And you remember what she said? She goes, yeah, but it took me 2 months to do it. She just said that. It took me 2 months to do it. You know what? I understand how excited Cindy is for that, because that's something she accomplished. Because guess what, guys? She climbed those steps every day. She kept that pipeline full, or kept stacking that pipeline, so that eventually some result came out on the back end. So keep climbing those steps. So tomorrow I want you to tell me in your daily life something that makes you feel more confident, so that you can say, yes, I did it. Thanks, guys. Appreciate you.